It was 13 years ago, on December 14th, 2012, a mass shooting happened at Sandy Hook Elementary School right here in Newtown. 26 people lost their lives that day, 20 of them children between the ages of 6 and 7 years old. It was arguably the worst day in Connecticut history. But every year that we come up on the anniversary, I take the time to talk to some of the nonprofits that were created in honor of the victims lost on that tragic day, including Sandy Hook Promise. Nicole Hockley, who is the co-founder and chief executive officer for Sandy Hook Promise, lost her son Dylan in that tragedy. And Nicole, welcome back to the show. And obviously, ahead of the anniversary, thinking about you and your family, thank you for giving us the time.
Thank you. I appreciate that more than, you know, that remembering the 26 people that were killed is incredibly important. So thank you for that.
Yeah, of course. I do think when we hit the anniversary every year, it's important to really look at what has changed. And maybe some people will feel like legislatively things haven't changed a whole lot. But I would kind of argue that I think there are organizations like yours that have done monumental things, not just in Connecticut, but nationwide, especially with the messaging of see something, say something, but getting younger people to speak up and to recognize when something is not right. First and foremost, could you just talk about what Sandy Hook Promise is doing?
Great. Yes. So we're very focused on really long-term, broad culture change so that people know how to recognize when someone is in crisis and needs help, and they also know how to take action. And that's why we really focus on teaching young people, students, and the adults around them across the country. And how do we create inclusive communities? How do we recognize when someone's isolated? How do we recognize a threat or a warning sign? And most importantly, how do we take action? And we're seeing, you know, that's not a political activity. That is something that everyone can do. And we are seeing young people really become upstanders and leaning into help in the same way that we are seeing, you know, people from across the political spectrum come together and agree on proactive measures to keep kids safe. But really, that long-term behavioral change, it's coming from the kids, and that's what we're focused on doing.
And I think, too, Nicole, what I really appreciate about Sandy Hook Promise is there's sort of this idea that we don't want to talk about certain things with our kids because then they'll know about things that maybe they shouldn't. But what's interesting is I think we kind of project that as adults, right? I mean, we sort of project that we would never want something like this to ever happen to any family, let alone happen again. And so we'd rather stray away from it. We don't want to talk about it. Or if something does seem off, it's like, hey, just don't hang out with that kid anymore. Just get away from that person, or, you know, don't engage in that. But instead, I think Sandy Hook Promises instead sort of leaning in and saying, look, if something seems off, then you should be looking into that and leaning into that and supporting before something does happen. I mean, talk about just some of the, I mean, you guys have some incredible stats on your website, but talk about just some of the incredible work that has led to avoiding another Sandy Hook.
Yeah, that's so incredible. The fears that we adults have and we project on our kids, that is one of the biggest barriers to getting things done. But when we teach kids how to recognize signs and reach out and help someone else, we see amazing results because the kids want to do this. I mean, when we think about this last year alone, we've had a little over 12 million participants in our program just this year, our Start With Hello program, our Say Something program, and in our anonymous reporting program. And that has led to, you know, hundreds of thousands of tips being anonymously reported. We're at over 1,000 young lives that have been saved from suicide because someone reached out and said, I'm worried about my friend. And as of earlier this year, this calendar year, we stopped our 19th credible planned school shooting attack from happening based on it meeting all the criteria that we have within our anonymous reporting system. So these are, you know, these are lives saved. These are communities whole. These are futures still unfolding because a kid knew the warning sign and knew how to reach out and get help for someone. So saying to our kids, you know, oh, just keep away from that kid or don't say anything or someone else is going to take care of it, that's not helpful, but it's also disempowering to our young kids who really want to be upstanders and make a difference because they want to help their friends. And this is proof that it works.
Is it overwhelming at times? Again, we've got Nicole Hockley here, who is the co-founder and chief executive officer of Sandy Hook Promise. you know, something that is so unthinkable so many years ago, and now looking to where we are now with Sandy Hook Promise, when you see that you have successfully stopped 19 what could have been school shooting events nationwide, and that you've got 38 million people who have participated in the Know the Signs program, does that ever feel really overwhelming to you?
When I really think about it in that term, it's very overwhelming because, you know, this organization is only 13 years old. We have grown and scaled at an incredible rate because the problem has scaled and grown at such an incredible rate, but the solutions are here and they're wanted. So the fact that people are always reaching out to us, how do I bring this to my school? How do I bring this to my state? How do I have this conversation with my kid? It's wonderful, and it is, how do we continue to scale this? Because these numbers are huge, but they still only represent, you know, less than 20% of the K-12 universe. So we still have a long way to go. But whenever we hear of another averted, planned school shooting that meets all of our criteria in terms of, you know, it came to us first, there were weapons and means and access, it was confirmed by school districts and then later law enforcement, that's a very bittersweet moment for the organization and for me, because we know that what we're doing works. We're so grateful that we're seeing communities not be touched by these sort of mass shootings and tragedies. But at the same time, I'm always thinking, why didn't this exist before? Mm-hmm. How, you know, this Sandy Hook, we know is a preventable tragedy because there were so many signs that were given off by the shooter. So it is very bittersweet to think this is part of Dylan's legacy. And had this existed before, had this knowledge and training existed before, Dylan might still be with me today. So we're doing the best that we can to ensure that these events don't continue. But, you know, I never forget my why. And none of us at Sandy Hook Promise forget our whys, why we're doing this. It's very personal. And that makes it overwhelming, but also just filled with love and hope and action, because we know we can make a difference.
And, you know, Nicole, it's interesting when you said 13 years, I thought about, you know, the fact that this horrible day was in 2012. And I was thinking back to where, you know, there was no TikTok. There was no AI. There was no even social media. I mean, you're talking about, you know, Facebook was big. What I'm getting at is, you know, more than a decade later, we're in a very different place. And unfortunately, we're seeing more and more swatting incidents at schools. We're seeing video games, for example, another place where networks are creeping in online. And I'm curious how Sandy Hook Promise has adjusted or has expanded based on the fact that sometimes these things are not happening just at school, but they're happening online, or that the signs are being seen on social media or even generated in a fake way with AI today.
Yeah, well, we're having a lot of conversations with AI partners to understand how we can work together so that there can be more of a kind of a red flag, depending on what someone's searching for, but also how do we, as young people are more and more using AI platforms, how can we ensure that if they are reaching out for help for themselves or someone else, that they are getting to an appropriate place like our anonymous reporting system. So there's a lot there. And we've also adapted our programs, especially the Say Something program, where we teach young people how to recognize warning signs. We focus a lot on social media. What does it look like on social media, and how can you make a difference there? It's also really training adults, like how to have conversations with your kids about social media and what they're seeing and experiencing, because that can be a very community environment. It can also be a very predatory environment if you don't know, if you're just assuming that everyone who likes you is a friend, or if you're assuming that anyone that you are communicating with is another kid your age going through the same things. There's a lot of new nuances and dangers that we have to be aware of, and also the narrative that we're seeing of what's hitting our young kids in terms of, what do you need to be powerful? What do you need to be, you know, take revenge against someone? And unfortunately, firearms are often at the seat of that. So how do we help change that narrative so that someone isn't thinking the solution to their problems is to get a firearm or use their family's firearm to hurt themselves or someone else? So it's a lot of nuances that we're continuing to adapt in our programs and continuing to learn from kids what is bothering them, what are they afraid of, what are they experiencing, so that we can meet them where they're at, because their voice is the most important part in all of our program development and delivery.
Chatting with Nicole Hockley, co-founder and chief executive officer for Sandy Hook Promise. Nicole, I think Sandy Hook Promise stands for a lot of different things. First of all, to me, there have been some incredible nonprofits that came out of such a horrible day. And I want to acknowledge the fact that it's amazing what the parents of people who were taken that day, what you've all been able to do, I just think is nothing less than a miracle. It's incredible. Sandy Hook Promise, though, maybe it's because of how many people you can touch with what you're doing. Your mission is something that everybody can relate to. I mean, schools are inevitable. Millions and millions and millions of children go to school. So it's something that could be a model to everybody. Anybody can relate. Maybe it's because Sandy Hook is in the name. I don't know what it is, but to me, your organization stands out. And I think another reason it stands out is I've never seen an organization have such powerful PSAs. I mean, I want to talk about your PSA programs, because to me, the messages you get out on media are so powerful. I mean, I can't remember what year. It might have been 2023, 22, somewhere around there. You even had comedians. I remember Wanda Sykes was one of them. Mm-hmm. Billy Eichner, who I love. Yeah. Like, they even got involved. I mean, your PSAs are really bold. And they're really, they're intense, and they've garnered so much national attention as well. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I mean, the PSAs, we are quite proud of them. And, you know, we have amazing agencies who provide pro bono work. And we have so many media companies that donate media so that the message can get out there, so that we're not paying for any of the media that gets it out there. And I think because they are so compelling, we really focus on, like, what's the key insight? And it's always coming back to gun violence is preventable when you know the signs. So how do we teach that? We started that with our first real breakthrough PSA back in 2016 was Evan, where I think it was the first time that someone had spoken about these signs and what they could look like. And that, you know, that went globally viral. That was absolutely insane. But each time after that, it's how do we bring this to life for parents? And sometimes our PSAs can be very intense. Back to School Essentials was a very intense one. We were careful with that one. Teenage Dream, that won an Emmy as well. Back to School Essentials and Teenage Dream both won Emmys. That was also a very deeply personal one. And Just Joking one that you mentioned, where it's, you know, real statements said by shooters that were signs and people didn't take them seriously. It's really trying to bring it to life. Sometimes we get pushback from adults who say, this is scary. And the irony is that we also get feedback from kids saying, thank you for doing this. Thank you for voicing my fear. Thank you for bringing this to life. Because they have to be compelling and breakthrough in order to create conversation. And then that leads to action. And that's very much at the heart of Sandy Hook Promise, turning conversation into action. So we have to talk about these issues because this is what our kids are experiencing. This is what our kids are afraid of. This is what adults are afraid of, that their kids are going to experience a school shooting. So why shouldn't we have that conversation? Because just pretending that it doesn't exist or pretending it could never happen to us is perhaps the most dangerous place to be in overall.
Nicole, if people want to learn more, and you have so many programs, so many ways that people can get involved, schools adopting the programs, obviously monetary donations, and just really understanding the mission, what do you suggest people do?
I would love for people to go to our website, sandyhookpromise.org. There you can sign up to make the promise to keep kids safe and protect them from school shootings. And then there's tons of resources and information on there about conversations you can have with your kids, what you can do to bring this to your school. We really try to cater for everyone. If you want to advocate for legislative change in statewide or federally, there's resources for that as well. Because at the end of the day, we all want to keep kids safe. So everything on our website, sandyhookpromise.org, can enable you to do that.
We so appreciate it. Again, Nicole Hockley, thank you so much for what you and your entire team at Sandy Hook Promise, what you do and continue to do. And I thank you so much for giving us the time every year on WACC.
Thank you so much, Melissa.